Well, good afternoon. It is wonderful to be here. It's very exciting to be back here with Ford and to be with all my soybean friends and to talk about the future, because that's really what this is all about. And it's particularly wonderful to have Secretary Vilsack with us, who is doing what I believe to be an extraordinary job. Leading our Department of Agriculture and really serving as a wonderful, wonderful advocate for the rural economy and the American economy across the country. And so thanks very much, Mr. Secretary, for being here. And to everybody involved with the United Soybean Board, and thank you for what you do, Lewis Rainbridge. Thank you, and for everyone that's involved here in Michigan, Gail Fromm as our executive director of the Michigan Soybean Association and the promotion committee, and Andy Weldon here as one of our Michigan growers. And I want to thank Bob Brown as vice president for Ford, who we work together on so many different issues. I feel like I'm like a marketing person for Ford whenever I'm talking about bio-based manufacturing, the economy. There ought to be a commission in there somewhere. I'm not sure, but we'll work on that. But I am always talking about Ford products. So it's wonderful to be here again with you. And to all the students, you are participating in something that I really believe is the future. And I think the sky's the limit. I really do. I don't believe we have an economy unless you make things and grow things. And that's what we do in Michigan. We make things and grow things. We do that across the country, but we know that we do that in Michigan. We make things and grow things. And if we make things here and grow things here, the jobs are here. And so I think the sky really is a limit. The Secretary and I were talking as we were walking around, looking at some of the folks that are producing products, as well as the exciting work going on in the labs upstairs. It's only limited by our ability to invest and innovate and to really see into the future. And I believe that in the next number of years, we're going to see extraordinary innovations and new technologies. So we are here to talk about my favorite subject, jobs of the future. And to me, it starts with bio-based manufacturing and what we can be doing together. We know that soybeans are at the front of that list. We also know that we're working on corn and wheat, and I mean, the list goes on and on of byproducts. But there's not a more exciting opportunity than focusing on soy and soybeans, and the focus that has gone on now for really years. When we looked at the bio-based lab upstairs and all that's being done in the scientific research lab here at Ford, the Innovation Center, it really is extraordinary how we're going to be able to focus on giving new markets to our farmers, get us off of foreign oil, and create jobs all at the same time. And I just have to say, I said it upstairs, but I just can't resist, that this is all being done by a lab of women who are very, very smart. So, as the chairwoman of the Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, I'm pretty excited about that as well. So, thank you. In fact, folks don't realize that we have over 300,000 women running farms across the country. And this is a family business. This is a business for everybody, and certainly the future reflects that. Let me just take a moment there to share with you a little bit more about Henry Ford. Everybody's talking about Henry Ford, and we know that over 80 years ago, Henry Ford actually lived on a farm. We don't have many farms in Dearborn anymore, but he lived on a farm, and when he was developing all of his new technologies, his automobile, the assembly line, which really created the middle class of this country, he was concerned during the Great Depression about what was happening to farmers. And so, as I understand it, he reached out to his researchers and asked them to take a look at how he could create a way to use agricultural products in what he was doing to help farmers and to create a market for farmers. And when we announced my Grow It Here, Make It Here initiative, on bio-based manufacturing, which is now in the Farm Bill that we are working so hard to pass. We did it at the original Soy Lab, which is here just right across the street, right, in Greenfield Village. Henry Ford's original Soy Lab. I don't know if you guys are going to go over and take a look at that, but pretty inspiring to see that original lab is just right across the street. And he, as we all know, found the answer when he asked his researchers to look at how he could help farmers. They came up with soybeans. And it's by the 1940s, there were 2 bushels of soybeans in every single Ford car. And it was became quite the thing. In fact, when you're at the Soy Lab, you can see a picture of an entire Ford, a vehicle that he made entirely out of soybeans. And the reporters at one point were laughing about this, and it wasn't very tough and so on. So he actually took an axe and hit the top of the vehicle. The soy plastic didn't dent. So I thought it was pretty impressive. There's some stories later on that they did find out that it wasn't completely waterproof, which was a problem, I guess. So they did a little bit more work on that. But the point is, this is 80 years in coming, and we now find ourselves in a situation where the internal component parts, we're looking at tires, we certainly know about the seats, and it's really extraordinary, the opportunities. It was interesting, back in 1941, the Detroit Legal Courier, which is no longer in operation, wrote this: "When history is written and the achievements of Henry Ford are chronicled, the soybean victory will stand out as his foremost contribution to mankind." So they missed a few things that he did along the way as well. But that was quite extraordinary. And so it's appropriate that we're here at Ford, because Ford really are the leaders, tremendous visionaries around bio-based manufacturing. And we have an opportunity working with so many others to be able to just spring into the future here on the kinds of jobs that not only are happening now, but will happen into the future. Let me take just a moment before introducing the Secretary to stress the importance of continuing the policy and the support for research, commercialization, development of these technologies, partnering with the with United Soybean Board, partnering with others, partnering with the private sector, with Ford, to be able to take this to the next level. We write a farm bill every 5 years. We write agriculture, nutrition policy, real conservation policy. It's actually a very, very broad piece of legislation, and how we're going to invest in rural America, in jobs. I should mention 16 million people work in this country because of agriculture. Almost one out of four in Michigan related to agriculture or the food industry. So it's a big deal for us. One out of three in manufacturing, almost one out of four in agriculture, which is why this is so important. And as we look at, we have passed a bipartisan bill in the Senate, which is no small feat, by the way, these days. We have a very strong bipartisan effort that we passed in the Senate. We actually reduced spending, made major reforms, did a number of things. But one of our focuses was on strengthening what's called the energy title, making sure there were dollars there, even though overall we cut $23 billion out of what is spent by not focusing on subsidies that don't work anymore. But we took some of those dollars and moved it over to strengthen the energy title and to focus on broadening that. Biofuels are very, very important. Advanced biofuels for the future, extraordinarily important. And that's some of the work we saw today as well that's happening here. But bio-based manufacturing, using agricultural products or byproducts to replace chemicals, to replace petroleum, is another huge opportunity that we all recognize. So we expanded the energy title beyond biofuels to be able to use the R&D, the loans available for getting through what's often called the valley of death in commercializing great ideas, right? You guys know about this as we try to commercialize and move forward. to be able also to focus on our bio-based marketing program and the bio-preferred program. I'm sure the secretary is going to talk about. I saw a lot of this a symbol out on the products that we were looking at today. We want to, both from a consumer standpoint, have people understand and look for the bio-based label, and also expand the opportunities for purchasing through the federal government. And I'm very appreciative that President Obama and Secretary Vilsack have joined in that commitment with me. The administration has called for a 50% increase in purchases, bio-based purchases, by the federal government to help, again, create the market for these new opportunities. And I think the provisions in the Farm Bill that support new efforts, expanded efforts around research, development, commercialization, and so on, coupled with strengthening the USDA certified bio-based products label, coupled with the efforts around purchasing, and I've been encouraging both the state and local communities to do this as well. I think this is a very important part of how we create jobs and expand options. All of this together is going to allow us to make major steps forward. We've passed the Farm Bill in the Senate. A bipartisan bill passed committee in the House has not been yet taken up on the House floor. So for anyone who's talking to anyone over the next 3 weeks before we go back into session in September, we need to get that done. We need to get that done. We need to get the certainty of getting that done. I appreciate United Soybean Board and others strongly standing with us in that effort to be able to get that done. I should also mention in closing that we also know that the weather has really created a tremendous amount of issues. 82 out of 83 counties in Michigan are under disaster labels right now, and so we've got a lot of work to do there as well to make sure we have strong soybeans that are growing. And if anyone wants to do a rain dance before you leave today, we would welcome that. But there's certainly we are focused on the short term and supporting growers as well. But as I said, this is a very, very exciting time. I think the sky's the limit. I think what we do best is make things and grow things. And that's what this conference and the commitment of all the leaders here is really all about.